It's been 2 weeks now since a U.S. drone strike killed Iran's top military commander when he was in Baghdad. And now we know American troops were injured when Iran retaliated with its own airstrikes on bases in Iraq where U.S. troops are stationed. That's contrary to what President Trump said, that there were no injuries in the Iranian attacks. NPR's Jane Arraf is in Baghdad. And Jane, what more do we know about the Americans who were hurt in these attacks?
Well, we were actually at that base, Tanya, just a few days ago, earlier this week. It's the Ain al-Assad air base in western Iraq. And we talked to soldiers and airmen and other service personnel who were actually there when the missiles struck. And a couple of them said that some of them had to be evaluated for concussions because they were quite close to the blast, and these are huge missiles. They didn't put a number on it. They said there were several. It now appears there are more, possibly 11. And it also appears that they've had to be medically evacuated, if you will, taken out of the base for treatment. At the time, they had told us that they were being treated on the base.
Do you have any idea why we were initially told that there were no injuries?
That's a really great question. I would hazard a guess that if we had been on that base earlier, or if we had been on the base, we would have gotten more accurate information. No injuries seem to have come from a statement from President Trump. A statement, as we know, his statements have not always been accurate or specific, and this seems to be the case. I would perhaps add that it seemed to me they hadn't quite realized the extent of possible concussions, which, of course, can lead to traumatic brain injury, because at the point where we were there, they said they were evaluating them.
The Pentagon said at the beginning of the crisis that it was going to hit pause on joint military operations with Iraqi troops against ISIS. Are those operations back on?
Kind of yes and no. U.S. official tells us that they actually did, U.S. forces did a joint raid and offensive operation against an ISIS suspect with Iraqi forces earlier this week, and that was the first they'd done since they suspended all operations with Iraqis due to security concerns for their own forces. It turns out that that raid was actually with Kurdish Iraqi forces, who are technically Iraqi, but it's a totally different ballgame in the Kurdistan region. The Kurdistan region is much friendlier to U.S. forces, so they wouldn't have the same concerns. So it seems it's not on again with forces from central Iraq, but there is still ongoing, there are still some ongoing missions with the Kurds.
Another repercussion after the U.S. killed General Soleimani in Baghdad was the Iraqi parliament vote calling for the expulsion of American troops from Iraq. Where does that stand now?
Well, there's still that vote by parliament that asked for troops to leave. The prime minister still stands as saying he wants troops to leave, but in fact, he hasn't really done anything about it. They have to give a formal notification through the foreign ministry because this is all done through an exchange of diplomatic letters. And apparently that hasn't happened. So that's quite up in the air, actually.
Also, in Iran today, the supreme leader delivered his first Friday sermon in 8 years. What did he say?
Well, it wasn't as fiery as a lot of people would have expected, given all the tension that's been going on. But he did say, one of his main messages was, no compromise, no surrender. We will fight the United States. He actually called President Trump a clown. And the crowds cheered. They chanted that their blood ran in their veins for him. He also referred to the two people who were killed, along with at least six to eight other people, the Iranian general and the Iraqi paramilitary leader, as thought streams. And what that indicates is that he sees them as movements, that he's saying that because they're dead doesn't mean that Iran's attempt to send its fighters out in the region through Iranian proxies is over, and that that will continue.
That's NPR's Jane Arraf speaking with us from Baghdad. Jane, thank you for this update.
Thank you.